I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
What's up, everybody? Paul Hickey here with your data-driven daily tip. I am pumped because today I'm going to be talking to you about something that I think is one of the coolest things that exists in all of digital marketing, and that is Facebook ads audience creation, but specifically how to narrow an audience. Let me explain. So I want to work with small business owners, for example, but what if I want to narrow that audience down to small business owners who only own a certain type of business, or who are only interested in reading a particular magazine, or who are only interested in buying a particular type of service or product? I'm going to show you how to do this today. And if you're listening on the podcast, I am going to walk you through verbally how to do this. And let's get right into it. So let's take a look at my screen. If you're watching, I'm gonna make the assumption that you already have a Facebook Ads Manager account and you're logged in, you're creating an ad, you've gone into Ads Manager, you've clicked the Create Ad button, you've selected an ad objective, and now you're in. So you're gonna name your audience. Now you're gonna like the name of my audience here. It's small business owners who are fans of Gary V. So I'm selecting two locations, Europe and the United States. And the first thing I'm going to do is go to detailed targeting and start to type in Gary Vaynerchuk. And then I select that these people are interested in Gary Vaynerchuk. Now you can see in Europe and in the United States of America, there's 44 million people on Facebook that are interested in Gary V just in Europe and in the United States of America. But now I want to narrow down that audience. So now I click, there's a little tiny blue button underneath. As you scroll down, it says either exclude people or narrow audience. Now you can bet I'm going to come back for a future data-driven daily tip and show you the exclude people option and walk you through why you would want to exclude people. But for today, we're going to click narrow audience. And then when we click narrow audience, it's going to open up another box and say, and must also match at least one of the following. Okay, so now I'm going to type in small business owner, but I'm going to go browse it and make sure that it's from the job title targeting from the work demographic, right? Because I want to know not just that these people are interested in small business owners. I want to know that these people are small business owners. So I'm going into job title targeting and I'm doing small business owner. And selecting all of the different job titles that are like a small business owner. And now you can see my potential reach started at fewer than 1,000 people. And as I add more and more of these titles, business owner, owner and CEO, owner and founder, manager, all these different job titles, now I'm up to 92,000 people, now 95,000 people. So I'm gonna end with an audience that's around 150,000 people, which is a much more targeted segment of the Gary V fans. Because I don't want Gary V fans who are a 16-year-old kid that don't own a small business. I want small business owners who are fans of Gary V. And the reason I want this is because those people understand that digital marketing is important. They understand the importance of social media marketing. They understand that Alexa skills are next. And these are services that data-driven design are offering. So this is just an example of how you can go in and narrow an audience in a Facebook ad. And it doesn't matter who you are, what kind of marketer you are. If you're B2B or B2C, you can use this tactic to really, really get down to who your target audience is and then run Facebook ads to them and see how well they do. My friends, this is an amazing data-driven daily tip. You are so welcome for this free digital marketing advice. For more free digital marketing advice, go to dataoveropinions.com. And I would really, really appreciate it if you listen to the podcast, anchor.fm/Paul Hickey. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Paul Hickey. and listen to the Alexa Flash Briefing at datadrivendaily.com. If you want to do business with us, email me at paul@datadriven.design. Thanks and have a great day.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
The other thing that I really, really am pumped about is actually coming from Facebook. And that is that when you post a regular Facebook post, you can now, they've improved the Facebook story feature. So you can add pretty much any post to become part of your story. And there is a hyperlink to a URL. So I've been posting a lot of promotions of my podcast, paulhickeypodcast.com, datadrivenpodcast.com is where you can download that. You can listen to that. But I've been posting links to different episodes as story frames on Facebook. And unlike Instagram stories, Facebook stories allow you to attach a URL to it that's clickable and it opens in the browser window, which is awesome, especially on mobile devices, so you can promote anything on a web page, any web URL from your Facebook story. And in addition to that, Facebook is really serious about this. You can tell because they've got it on Facebook Messenger now. Your stories are flashing across the top of Facebook Messenger. It's going to be integrated with WhatsApp most likely. So your visibility on your Facebook stories, if you're posting on Facebook stories, you should do it every day. And if you're a marketer or a small business owner who wants to promote something on your website, you should go ahead and put a link up there. And then watch your Google Analytics, obviously, and see how well your efforts on Facebook stories are generating web traffic for you. So a couple new features that I've talked about.